This hour of Terry Boyd's World is brought to you by Propel Insurance. Visit them online at propelinsurance.com. Now, here's Terry Boyd.
518, Chuck Price. He's our guy when it comes to money and financial matters. Chuck Price, Price Financial Wealth Man. Chuck Price, boy, Chuck, I'm all over the place. Sorry, I was just working on something during the commercial. Chuck Price, Price Financial Group Wealth Management.
Very good.
Yes, I have it in my brain at some place, always, Chuck, and I apologize. Hey, I tried to get a hold of you on Friday, and as a good guy that you were probably out on the golf course, am I right?
Well, actually, I was not.
Oh, Chuck.
I actually had to work that day, so I had clients I had to see, and that just, you know, that's when they were in town, so I had to see them at that time. But I wish I could have been out on the golf course, but you know, you're probably calling because the market hit an all-time high again.
Absolutely. And I'm wondering, you know, because it's been such bleak economic news for the last 5 years, people are getting excited now, man. It feels like we're starting to dig out. Is that true, or is this?
Well, you know, I think all the excitement's a little premature, because if we really go back, you know, you take the S&P 500, which is, you know, 500 growth stocks, wide diversified portfolio, right? That portfolio, if you go back to its all-time high prior to the latest all-time high, which was 10907, which was 5 3/4 years ago, that high, we're only up 7.5% in 5 3/4 years from that previous high. So I don't know why CNBC and Fox Business and all of them go nuts when we hit another high, when we're only up 7.5% in 5 3/4 years. I'm
yeah.
too happy about that.
Yeah, it's like 1.25% growth.
Yeah, 1.3. You're very good.
How about that, huh? Right off the top of my head.
Did you have a calculator?
I did not. You can ask Matt. I'm just throwing it out, man. You and I would make a pretty deadly team, I think.
That's good. That's good. And, yeah, it's only up 1.3. So we think, you know, I'm a Harry Dent advisor, and I go to Harry Dent's economic classes. In fact, Harry's came out recently with a couple of statements that of course have rankled a lot of people, but you know, he's said that this market's going to have a correction. We think it's got about a year to a year and a half to go, and then I think we're going to have a major correction in the market. And I think people who have made gains, if you were smart enough, you know, not too many people that I know were smart enough back in 09 or back in 07 to get out of the market before it crashed, and then jumped in at the bottom down in 208 and jumped back in there and then bought. If you bought at that very bottom, you are just singing happy days are here again. But most people didn't do that. Most people wrote it down. And most people, if they're honest with themselves, they go back and look at their statement. They're lucky if they're up 10% or 12%.
When you say correction, that's a fancy word for bad news, right?
Yeah, yeah, and we think it's going to be a correction. And not only that, we think that the things that we're looking at right now is we think real estate's got about a year to a year and a half to go up, and then it's going to have that second leg down. And the same thing is true with the stock market. Somewhere between now and 2015, we think the market's going to take a big correction, very similar to what we did in 08.
Will it drag on as long as we've been like these last 5 years?
We think it'll take this time took 5 3/4, 5.5 years actually to get even. It took 5.5 years. We think the next one, real estate's going to take 7 to 10 years, and the market's probably going to take 7.
Man, Chuck, I was expecting some good news. I was all excited.
Yeah, that's kind of depressing.
Well, yeah, I was ready to go out and buy something.
Well, you guys are young guys, and I'll tell you what. Long-term perspective, and I'm going to give you the long-term perspective, we think somewhere around 2020 to 2023, we're going to kick into the next revolutionary part, and we're going to have a roaring bull market for the 20s, and we're going to hit the roaring 20s again. So if you're a long-term investor and you maybe don't take as much risk right now for the next 7 years, when we hit the roaring 20s, we're going to see some really good times.
I'm going to have to ask Ron Callan about that when he comes in because he saw the Roaring Twenties once. I just want him to explain to us how good.
That is bad.
I just wanted to hear how good it is. Well, hey, Chuck, I knew you would give us the real clear view, and I realize nobody has a crystal ball, but I'll tell you, you were one of the few, if not the only, a year ago when everyone was going nuts and selling everything to go buy Facebook, and you were adamant about it, going, I wouldn't do it. It's not going to be there. Yep. Don't do it. And I bet there were a lot of people in our audience that heard that and went, that guy doesn't know. He's nuts.
I remember we talked to a lady on the phone, and she was going to put all her money in it.
Yep.
And I felt real bad for her, and I told her that, but I guess she went ahead and did it anyway.
Yeah, she did. And you know, she's riding it out. That's all she can do at this point. But, Chuck, I guess in the next year and a half, we got to make our moves. Then we got to buckle down because we better nap a lot because the Roaring Twenties.
Don't hold me to that year and a half.
Okay.
It could happen.
Well, I please not sooner. We just need a little bit of breathing room. Hey, Chuck, have a great Monday night. Thank you very much. Chuck Price, always on top of it.
Very appreciate it.
All right, man. We'll have to get out and play golf again, too. I really enjoyed playing golf with you.
Absolutely. I'm gonna take you out next time.
All right. That sounds great. Chuck, have a great Monday night.
Nicole, he sounds cool.
He's a great guy.
Cool.
God,
yeah, I've never
so
got
much
to talk
fun.
To him live like that.
We had so much fun playing golf with him. What was that? A couple weeks ago, we played in that tournament.
Mm-hmm.
He's Steve just a good guy. Gosh, that was just fun. He was telling us that stuff while we were playing, and Matt and I were both going, "Okay, how many more years until the Roaring Twenties? We got to learn how to be flapper dancers, right? Isn't that what it was and all that stuff? Right?
Yeah.
Getting all excited about it."